I believe in love at first sight. The moment I laid eyes on 8 Vintage Circle in Hambridge Heights, I fell hard. It came as a shock because after living in Manhattan for so long, I never envisaged moving to Brooklyn. But Andre and I needed a fresh start. Our marriage depended on it. So I took the plunge and put in an offer on the delightful brownstone, knowing in my gut I'd made the right decision. It seemed like fate when we got the house and moved in 5 years ago. A sign. Andre had begged for another chance, and I relented. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. We'd been married for 8 months when he cheated on me. A slip-up, he said. A drunken one-night stand that meant nothing. A stupid lapse in judgment that wouldn't be repeated. He'd made a lot of trite excuses at the time, and eventually I grew tired of hearing them. His genuine remorse got to me after a while. I didn't want to absolve his sins, but I had a few of my own to hide, so I forgave him. Luna was born 8.5 months later, and the moment I glanced at her squished face after an exhausting 16-hour labor, I was glad I gave him another chance. My daughter is my world, and I didn't want to be responsible for blowing hers up. I wanted to preserve our family, to give my daughter the stability of having two parents in the same household, parents who could work through problems rather than running away. Even though I'd forgiven Andre quickly after he cheated, once Luna was born, I became intolerant of his idiosyncrasies. Silly things, like the way he chewed peanut brittle with his mouth open so I could hear every annoying crunch, and leaving a trail of clothes to the bathroom when he showered. I didn't have postpartum depression, but my haywire hormones made my irrational anger escalate, and I had to do something about it. Turns out, because I'd forgiven him so quickly for the sake of the pregnancy, I still harbored antipathy toward him and needed to deal with it. It took 4 weeks of therapy before I finally let my resentment go. And that's when we bought this place and moved here. Andre and I have been solid since then. Luna is a happy, well-adjusted 5-year-old. My career as a lifestyle vlogger is thriving, and Andre's graphic design business sees him working from home more days than he's away. We're happy. I'm happy.